Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's be crystal clear what this was. This was a public burning of Jews and their supporters on American soil. We use the phrase terror attack. That can mean a lot of things. We need to be crystal clear and specific as to ultimately what happened. And of course, this comes right after the execution of those two Israeli diplomats in Washington, D.C. How do we stop this escalation of terror now before it becomes something bigger?
Let's call it what it is, left-wing terror. Yeah. That's what this is. This is why I've been screaming for the last couple of years about the merger, the very clear merger of the Democrat Party and Hamas on our campuses, of the Democrat Party and Iran in terms of funding these violent anti-Semitic riots and rallies that they have, that the Democrats are admitting that they fund these with Iran. They are partners in this. The other partner is Joe Biden's donors. You are watching the merger. These people are very valuable to Democrats. It's why they're bringing them here on student visas, because they are fine with violence to accomplish their ends. And this is what you're seeing. You are seeing, this is what I headlined the video cast today. We're seeing a violent Democrat attack a week now, Lee. Mm-hmm. It's every week. Jews are the favorite punching bag for the moment. Yeah. But Tad Pyro this morning said what I've been saying for a while.
And it really is just a matter of time if you let this fester even further before it expands beyond just the Jewish people and people that practice the Jewish religion.
Yeah, the left's coming for the people of the book. They are. And we don't look. We just saw this end of week last week in Seattle. Christians peacefully gathered in a park in Seattle were surrounded by Antifa. They were intimidated. They were assaulted. They were hit with balloons filled with urine. They had glass bottles thrown at them. So this isn't just Jews. Understand, they are the preferred punching bag at the moment. But it's spinning out of control. And I mean, if you start just lining these up, okay, let's rewind. Let's go back about, no, I don't know, 2 months. Let's start. Let's do it. And you can see the pattern. This is not isolated, which just happened in Boulder, Colorado, with one of Joe Biden's illegal immigrants who should have been rounded up and sent from this country, given the violent jihadist rhetoric that he associated himself with. That this guy was a terrorist. Biden said, no, we love people like that. They're great here. Give him a work permit after he overstays his visa as a reward. This is where we are in this country. So with the left, they are insane. So let's go back. I mean, you have, Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, his voice shaky as he realizes this was not a right winger who came for him. This was a left wing male individual who came for him in a very anti-Semitic way, tried to burn down the mansion, and that it's every week after that. They're inspired by it. We have the execution, of two beautiful young, Israeli, or Jewish, excuse me, couple at an Israeli, outside an Israeli event. We got that one. We got Boulder, Colorado. It goes on and on and on and on. It is every week now. And it's very frightening. We have to begin to get more extreme. We got to start with taking away the visas. 2,000 is a good place to start. Let's go further. We have to get these people out of our country and stop their merger with the Democrat Party.
Well, I just can't help but think that if this were the opposite and there were some type of, say, the KKK was out doing things which the people are trying to wrongly identify with the Republican Party to begin with anyway, but they would be calling for the dissolution of the Republican Party and right-wing rhetoric, and we're going to immediately censor Trump and any right-wing folks that are identified at all. And that's exactly what would be going on here.
Actually, they did do that. They said we were racist, terrorist, and we had to be censored. Well, look at them.
Yeah.
Look at them. The left right now feels it has no way forward, and they are doing what they have done since the time of their hero Marx. When they are in the minority or the extreme minority, they turn to violence 100% of the time, every time.
And you have the governor of a state and former vice presidential candidate saying that you need to bully the S word out of Trump. This is the rhetoric that's going on.
Yeah.
This is why it's happening. You know, you have members of Congress saying that you need, that we're at war. Members of Congress saying that we're at war with Republicans and President Trump.
And then on the other hand, this really snarky from the left, oh, we can't know what caused this terror attack in Boulder. We can't know what caused a Biden-era illegal immigrant jihadist terrorist to try to set fire to children, to burn a grandma. We can't know. They are mocking the victims here is what they're doing. Well, this is absolute mockery. I mean, when he's screaming free Palestine and end Zionist, you can't know. I have the video. We can know.
Well, things are changing a little bit with the Trump administration and the FBI, because the FBI immediately came out and said this is a terror attack.
And Andrew McCabe immediately, who should be in prison, by the way, he was referred by the inspector general for prosecution for his crimes that he committed when he was the head of the FBI. And then the Biden administration, being lawless, just refused to prosecute him. Right. And they gave, and he got a gig on CNN instead, which is where you go to wait out the statute of limitations on your crimes. And you get a gig there. As a reward in a book contract. It's really how it works on the left.
Pretty much,
you commit the crimes, you get the reward. So he's there. He is now past the statute of limitations for his crimes. And he wants to tell Kash Patel how to run the FBI. And that's this. There should be no conclusions. We must all pretend we do not know why this happened.
That's what the FBI does. We don't step in and take over and draw conclusions 5 minutes after the attack about what happened. We reach out to the local authorities, we provide people, and we offer assistance in any way that we can. The Bureau is there to help the first responders.
Mm. Well, this is coming from the party that knew back when Joe Biden was still vice president that he was undergoing cognitive decline and denied it and is still denying it to this day, even though we have, you know, just a Mount Everest of evidence to the contrary.
But he's saying, oh, we don't get involved, we just provide support. What a crock. No, you came in and confiscated Audrey Hale's manifesto because it was clear she was a Democrat and she had murdered children because of Democrat talking points. You came in. Your FBI came in when McCabe was there and confiscated the 911 call tapes. Remember the Pulse nightclub where the Islamic jihadist shooter is screaming and yelling his affiliation with ISIS and how he's killing gay people. And then the FBI spun a web of lies about, oh, his gay boyfriend must have jilted him. That's probably why he shot it up, when they knew darn well that wasn't true because they had the 911 tapes. He wanted everyone to know he was a jihadist, and that's why he shot up that nightclub. and the FBI came in, covered it up. So don't tell me, oh, we don't get involved in the reason for terror attacks. No, you cover it up. You steal it. You take information that by law that should be FOIA'd, that should be available to the media, and you hide it to protect the Democrats. So the American people can't get a real good idea of how violent this party is and is becoming.
And you don't see the consequences of their policies.
Yes, that's what he's doing. And listen to this one. The Boulder Police Chief, Stephen Redfern, the FBI has already come out and said what's obvious to anybody with an X account listening to this guy scream anti-Semitic things while firebombing children and grandmas. Super duper obvious. Don't need, like, you know, an FBI badge to figure out what the motivation is here. Listen to the Boulder police chief refuse to say what is going on here.
FBI is already calling it a targeted terror attack. Would you also refer to it as a terror attack?
We're not calling it a terror attack at this point. Again, it's way too early to speculate motive. You know, I know there's a lot out there in social media, but I ask people just to give us a little bit of patience while we work through a really complex scene. A lot of witnesses were here. We've taken them to another location to debrief them. And
yeah,
them.
Okay, whatever. So this is what's expected for a liberal police chief in a liberal jurisdiction. The guy is yelling free Palestine and Zionists. He's playing games is what he's doing. Well, we don't want to speculate. He's mocking the victims is what he's doing. Mocking the victims. We all know what happened here. This is, oh, we're so confused. Oh, again, as you said, Lee, if this was a right winger, they wouldn't be confused at all.
No, there'd be immediate retribution.
Immediate, yeah. And endless terrorists, Trump's fault, have to condemn. Yeah. The Democrats are playing games here. And you can just you can almost see the sneer on their faces. This is games. This is funny. And it's going to happen next week, too. It's every week now. It's where we are in America. And then it'll be twice a week. You know, if you worked in an embassy in parts of the world where there is violent conflict every week, say, you know, Israel, somewhere like that, this is the way that our media sounds now is how it would sound there, with a terror attack every week. It's just normal. Things blow up. People get murdered. A lot of Jewish hate, a lot of anti-Semitism, a lot of violence because of it. It's starting to sound like that on our soil, and that's crazy. That's what Todd Pyro's getting at.
And then when this gets to the crescendo, when it is happening so often, they will then complain and say that Trump is responsible for this. He's not doing enough to protect the American people.
Oh, yeah, that's coming. No, it's all Trump's fault. They just can't figure out how to make this Trump's fault. And the good thing is Trump is so on record fighting this anti-Semitism, and the left, by the way, fighting Trump.
Well, the judiciary and the Democrat Party, yeah.
Yeah, fighting Trump. But it's only the beginning, folks. Pyro is not wrong. They will come for Christians next. They already did last week in Seattle, violently. This is where the left is going, and there is only one way to shut them down, equal and opposite force. Law enforcement must come for them and must put them inside of prison cells. No mercy, or this is going to spin out of control.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.